The Best Coach by Heidi Renouf Briscoe, based on a true story. Look up the following scriptures. Psalm 31, verse 24. Isaiah chapter 52, verse 11. 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 5. Which of these scriptures do you think fits the story best? Even over the loud cheers, Jacob could hear Coach Vance's directions.
Stop! Look! Go left! Score!
Coach Vance yelled, guiding Jacob to score the winning shot of their final soccer game. Jacob's team had won the championship, and that meant only one thing: pizza party. The whole team headed over to Coach Vance's condo for the big celebration. Many of the boys congratulated Jacob on his winning goal. Jacob felt like the guest of honor. He didn't have many friends in this new town, and he was eager to feel accepted. As they waited for the pizza to arrive, some of Jacob's teammates began looking through Coach Vance's magazines. The boys started snickering. They called Jacob over to look too, but Jacob immediately felt uncomfortable with the pictures they showed him. He saw pictures of adults drinking bad drinks and smoking, and women dressed immodestly. Jacob was confused and disappointed. He thought Coach Vance was perfect. Jacob knew that looking at bad pictures was wrong. He didn't want to look, but he didn't want the other boys to tease him. He pretended to be interested, but he felt sick inside. Suddenly, Jacob had a strong feeling he shouldn't look at the pictures. It was as though someone was telling him to stop.
Stop now,
Jacob felt again.
Stop now, Jacob.
Suddenly, Jacob recognized the feeling. It was the Holy Ghost. As the boys continued to look through the magazines, Jacob felt the Holy Ghost tell him even more clearly to leave. The more he listened, the better he could hear the voice. Jacob said to his teammates,
"Guys, I don't think we should be looking at these."
Then he left Coach Vance's home. As Jacob walked home carrying his heavy trophy in his backpack, he thought about how heavy and uncomfortable it must be to carry sins around. He decided it was definitely easier and lighter to live a clean life. He decided right then to never look at bad pictures again. Jacob knew that the Holy Ghost was the best coach he could have to help him choose the right. Sidebar: I will keep my mind and body sacred and pure, and I will not partake of things that are harmful to me. I will only read and watch things that are pleasing to Heavenly Father. From My Gospel Standards. End of the story, The Best Coach, by Heidi Renouf Briscoe, based on a true story.